Okay, it's the third line on top of Chavav Mid Aleph. So we had yesterday a machlokes Abaye v'Rava. The Gemara Tula Shoynes, what the machlokes was. According to the first lashon, if something is efsher, you could have avoided it. It doesn't have to be done. But lemaisa, you're not mechaven. So do you have the heter of Reb Shimon normally, who says Davar Shem is kaven is mutter? Do you have the heter, or do we say that since it's efsher, even though it's lemechaven, you don't have the heter of Reb Shimon? Now I just wanted to speak out over here. The Rishonim say that according to this first lashon, that we're talking about efsher v'loy mechaven, it has to be that it's not a psik resha. Because we know that Reb Shimon's heter of loy mechaven is only if it's not a psik resha. If it's a psik resha, it's not going to help you that you're not mechaven. So this whole matziv of efsher v'loy mechaven that we're clearing, is it mutter or is it not mutter? That's only when it's not a psik resha. That was the first lashon. The second lashon said no. According to Reb Shimon, Esher v'loy mechaven, at the end of the day, you're not mechaven. The fact that you're Esher doesn't make it a chilek, so that it would zecher be mutter. That wasn't the machlokes Abaye v'Rava. Rather, the machlokes Abaye v'Rava is the other way around. When it's loy Esher, but you are having kavana. And the shayl, so according to Reb Shimon, since you're having kavana, it's zecher aser. The shayl is, what about according to Reb Yehuda? So Reb Yehuda, it doesn't really care about kavana, right? Because he says, if it's ena miskaven, it's aser, right? So do we say that the same way that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about kavana, lechumra, and by efsher, if it's ena miskaven, he would say it's aser. So huadin by loyasher, it has to be done anyway. So once it has to be done anyway, we don't care about the kavana, so maybe we'll even say lekula, even though you're mechaven, it's mutter, because the heter is lo yasher, and divide is lo yasher, we don't care if you're mechaven or not. That was Abaye. Rava says, no, that when does Rebbe Yehuda not follow kavana, that's dafka lechumra, that the fact that you're ain't a mechaven is not going to help you. But lekula, to let you be mechaven once you're doing it anyway, that he never said. That was the two lashonis in the machlokes Abaye v'Rava. So Amar Abaye, and that says the Gemara. Abaye says,
"Mina." In this case, we had this discussion with something that was a psik resha, and it was benefiting from Arlen. So, right? Wasn't this all a continuation from what he did with his daughter?
No, that was a different story. That was mutter either because of shalik and erchanosne or because of sakana. We brought up a new sugya, Itmar.
Oh, there's nothing to do with
that. Right. I mean, it's related because we're talking about being mechaben with Yisrael, being the head from Yisrael. No, but it's not a continuation of that. So Amar Abaye, Mina Minila. Where do I get that my shita? This is like we'll see over here. He's bringing a raya. This is according to the second lashon that. Loy efsher umechaven is mutter. Mino aminila. Where do I say it from? What's my makar? Ditanya amru alav Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai. They said about Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai, she yoshev b'tzilei shel heichal, that he was sitting in the shade of the heichal. Meaning the heichal was a very very tall building. It was 100 amos tall, and the area in front, the plaza in front, was a large area. So if he had to say a shir to a large crowd and there wasn't the base measures big enough, so it was very convenient to use that area because it's a large area and it has the shade of the building. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Yoshev b'tzila shel heichal. He was sitting in the shade of the heichal, the derish, and he was darshaning, saying a shir kol yom kuloi. It's loy asher because there was no other place for him to be able to say his shir. But on the other hand, he's mechaven to be nehene from the Beis HaMikdash, which is also about, no, you're not allowed to have from Hektish. V'shari, and nonetheless, it's mutter over here. So what do we see? That loy asher mechaven is mutter. Rava, my Rava will answer you. No, shiny heichel. The heichel is different. The heichel was made for the inside. The walls of the heichel were made. The ikur hana is that it protects the inside like any regular building is. It's not made to give shade on the outside.
You know, we say you're not supposed to get shade like from a base of a zara and all that.
So those are chumras, and so from the outside, maybe lachatchila would be usher, but in b'makom shaloy yavsher akoponim for sure, that would be a chumra, because lo yavsher mechav meikra din should be mutter. That's nothing to do with it's meikra din mutter, because the way Rashi says it's mutter because it's shaloy kederach hanas, so it's made for the inside, it's not made for the outside. So shalai kedarach hanase, and over here where it's layasher for him to say a shir in any other way. So over here in such a case they weren't geyser.
And why was this layasher? I mean, couldn't he move?
It seems like he had no other place
right now. So then go there. And the cell is there right now. Go here.
But as of now, it seemed like there was no better place. It wasn't a building that was large enough for him to say.
They were sitting outside. He said right. That they were sitting outside.
Right, they were sitting outside in the plaza. Right, and so he needed this type of large area that had shade, and it seemed that this was his only option.
Who says he was mechadim?
I mean, that's why he used that place because it was shady.
No, he used the place because it was layasher. There's nowhere else. Either
it's layasher
or
it's layasher because this is the only place that was shady. That's large enough that was shady.
Oh, it's the shade that he wanted, and that's
because otherwise, if you're sitting outside in the sun, it's not. He needed two things. He needed a large area, but he needed something that if you're out in the sun,
needs the thing that's usher, and that's enough to say layasher.
Right.
I thought he needed the space, and it happens to be shady. Here he wants the thing that's us.
Over here
it's almost like he needs the shade, so you can either stand there or stand here in the shade. You want to stand here in the shade.
Right. Sounds like laughter usually is. There's some alternative reason why you have to.
Right. Normally it's like that. Over here it seems like this was even part of it. But Lemaisa, he had to say this year, and this was the only place he could have used. So Rava says that hey, you don't bring a raya from there because the heichal is different because it wasn't made, the walls are not made for the outside, and therefore that's why it's mutter, not because of lo yavsher. They are umechamin. Now the Gemara says I'm a Rava. So now Rava says minamino, where do I say that lo yavsher umechamin is aser? Ditnan, because we learned in a Mishnah lulenayu psuchin ba'aliyas beis kotcher kedoshim. There was these skylights, these roofs. In these windows in the ceiling that were open in the Kodesh Kedoshim from the floor on top. Shebahem, now what was the purpose of these windows, these trapdoors? Shebahem Mishalshalin Esa Umnin, that they would lower through those windows, they would lower down the workers, the tevois, in boxes, Kedeshala Yizanu Aneyam, Ibeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, in order that they shouldn't have a no from the beauty of the Kodesh Kodashim when they go in there to work. Meaning, if let's say they had to go in there to work to repair a wall, so we don't want them to look around and have a no from the whole area, so instead of walking in regularly and being open, they lowered them down from the top in a box so they could only see the area that they're working on, and that's it. Over here it's Layasher because the walls of the Kodesh Kodashim have to get fixed. And nonetheless we're afraid, why are we putting him in a box? Because if he would be Mechavin, the Aser would be Aser. If your Layasher Mechavin is Mutter, so what's the problem? So why does he have to go down in a box? So from here is a riot, the Layasher Mechavin is Aser. Says the Gemara V'tizbara, you think that over here it's Meikra Din, it's Aser? Doesn't Rabbi Shuv ben Pazi say in the name of Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapora, which says in the name of Bar Kapora, Koil Mare V'Reach, either sound or a sight or a smell, Eimba Mishum, all these things are considered Eimba Mamish, there's no substance to them, and therefore there's no Mila. You see a nice thing belonging to Hekdesh and you enjoy looking at it. That's not me'ilah. Or you hear the sound, let's say, of the shira of Hekdesh, that's not me'ilah. You smell a good smell from Hekdesh, it's not me'ilah. So over here anyway, what's the problem? Let the workers enjoy the sight, the gold and whatever else was there in the Kodesh Kodashim. It's not Mila anyway. Ella must be Mila also be basically called Shekadashim. You're right, this is not Mikra Din. This was an extra Chumrah. This was Stama Mila that he did in the Kodesh Kodashim. So you can't bring a Raya from here that Lo Yashem Mechaven is Aser. Igad Amri. Others say, Amar Rava Mina Amigala. That Rava brought the Raya a little bit differently. Rava said that what's my Raya that Lo Yashem Mechaven is Aser? Ditanya, Amar Mishim Ben Pazi, Amar Mishim Ben Levi, Mishim Ben Kapara, Koyal Amar Vareyach, Ein Boi Mishim Mila. They went straight to this thing, not from the workers, but the Raya was straight from this statement of Rabbi Shulman Levi. That Rabbi Shulman Levi said in the name of Bar Kapara, that Koyal, Mara and Reyach, if someone has enough from them, he's not Chayiv Mi'ila. So we're Medayik, Mi'ila Hudaleka, Ha'isura Ika. It's Masha, the Ein Chayiv Mishim Mila, that means B'diyevet, if he did it, he doesn't bring a carbon Mila, he's not Chayiv. But Lechatchila, he's not allowed to have enough, even from Koyal, Mara and Reyach. So the Gemara is medayik. My love, la'osin oim demifnim. That means to say, who's also to have enough from the reyach of hekdesh? For example, even the kohanim are working inside; they're not allowed to be mechavin to have enough. Let's say from the smell of the ketores. The loyasher for them it's loyasher; they have to be here anyway. And nonetheless, they come mechavin if they are mechavin to have enough from the smell of the ketores also. Says the Gemara, no, we weren't talking about that. We were talking about Lois and Aim de Bechutz, to the people that are standing outside. People who are not working in the base of Mikdash. So if they, the daf, could come a little closer to be able to smell the smell of the Keteris, that would be Aser, because that's Asher Umechavin. But Anachanami, the people working inside, for them it's Loy Asher. So for them, Anachanami, maybe Anachanami, they would be allowed to smell it even Lachatchilo. Gufa. So before we continue the Machlokes Abaye v'Rava, we just want to discuss this memra of that Kol Mara and Reyach don't have Meila. So Amar Mishum Pazi, Amar Mishum Balevi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Kol Mara Reyach, Ein Boi Mishum Meila. Frankly, more of Reyach, Ein Boi Mishum Meila. Reyach doesn't have Meila. There is no Meila on the smell. V'atanya Hamefatim Es Akteris L'Islamid Ba. We know there's a lav in the Torah for a person to make a replica of the Keteris. However, if he makes it to learn how it's made, or he made it because he's planning on donating it to the Beis HaMikdash, so he didn't make it for personal use, adrabi, he made it to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, then he's not over the lav of Mefatim as a Keteris. Now, Riachba, however, if he made the Keteris for personal use, he made that exact replica, that exact recipe, in order that he should have something nice to smell in his house, chayiv, so then he's over the lav of Mefatim as a Keteris.
So he's chayiv malchus.
Right.
Okay.
V'amariach ba, in someone who smells, not the one that he made, but rather the one that was made for the tzibur, Potter is Potter from, or is Potter, he's not chayiv anything, because there's a lav, the lav of Mefatim as a Keteris is for making the Keteris, it's not for using the Keteris. And the Mela is someone who took Keteris on the Kodesh Kedoshim and he uses it to smell, he's Potter. Ela Shemal, but he was over Me'ila, so he's not chayiv for a specific lav for doing something with the Keteris, for smelling the Keteris. But he was over the law of a Me'ila because he had enough from Hekdesh.
But wouldn't that be everybody who's in the base of Hekdesh then? I mean, the smell of the Keteris burning, I imagine, went all over the base of Hekdesh.
Right.
So wouldn't that be every single person there was not going to be mono? Because they smelled it?
But this is, so that's telling what we said before. If you hold Mayavshir Mechavin as Mutter, so then it's Mutter for the people who are inside. Like Rava, you can't be Mechavin.
It's only if you're Mechavin.
Right, right. So El Amar Papa. So we see here clearly that even on Reyach you could be Mayel. So El Amar Papa. Therefore, Rav Papa says like as follows: Koyu Mara Ein Boi Bohem Mishum Ila. When it comes to sound or it comes to Mara, a picture or sight, then there's no Meila at all. The Fisha Ein Boi Mamish, because there's no Mamish to what you're having on this sight or sound, is there's no Mamish to them, and therefore there's no Meila whatsoever. reyach, whereas smell, smell be'etzem, there's a mamish to the thing that's there that you're smelling. However, the reason why reyach doesn't have me'ilah is for a totally different reason. Because the k'tiris, the way the k'tiris worked is they burnt it. And when are you smelling it? After it's already burnt. So, v'reyach la'achar shetala timrasa, after the cloud of smoke, the pillar of smoke went up, eimah mishum me'ilah, there's no me'ilah on the reyach, not because it's aimed by mamish, but rather, hoyo v'nasa mitzvasa. For a totally different reason, because the rule is that when it's nasas mitzvah, once it was already used for what it was slated for what it needed to be used for, so now the kedusha goes off and it's no longer aser. So the reason why there's no problem of me'ila on the reyach of the keteris is not because it's aimed by mamish, because the reyach has mamish to it, but rather because it's nasas mitzvah, it was already used. And if that's the case, it has nothing to do with a bayi v'rabu, nothing to do with efshar v'mechavin or lo yashar v'mechavin. So even if you're mechavin mamish, there's no longer an iser mila once it's burnt. That which the braisa says, somebody who smells the k'tiris is chai me'ilo, is because if you take the k'tiris and you do it in your own house, over there it's not nasas mitzasai. Wasn't used in the base of mikdash the way it was supposed to be used. So over there, avada, there would be mila.
But that has kedusha.
If you took the k'teres of the Beis HaMikdash,
not
if you were mafatim your own, but if you took k'teres of the Beis HaMikdash and you burned it, not in the Beis HaMikdash for a mitzvah, but rather you burnt it in your own house, in your own backyard, for your own personal needs, so then you would takabi, then it was never nas mitzvah, and therefore you would be chayav me'ilah.
So it's not because it's burnt and there's no more mamashos or anything.
Right, that's what we're saying.
Strictly because...
But reyach is be'etzim yesh be'mamish, and the only reason why... Why your potter is only because it's nasa mitzvasa, whereas koil and mara is not over there. It's takayim b'mamish, and therefore your potter regardless. The memory is this to say, says the Gemara, the chol heichad nasa mitzvasa eimay mishum meila, that whenever it's nasa mitzvasa, that takes off, that removes the meila. I varei trumas hadeshen, the ashes that they took off the mizbeach and they put it on the side of the mizbeach. That every morning, the nasa mitzvosli. That once that was done, so b'chayr it's nasa mitzvosli. You did whatever you needed to do with it. You put it on the side of mizbeach, and nonetheless, we darshim from sukkim, the yesh bar mishum meila, that there is a chiyum meila. The chesiv is samay etzam mizbeach. It says you take the ashes and you put it on the side of mizbeach, and we darshim from the samay. It has to be placed nicely there. You can't spread it out. It has to be like piled up there. The summer shalayana. And another thing we dash from the summer is that you have to leave it there to be like geniza. You're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to be nana from it. So even after it's nasa mitzvah, it's still also. Everything Gemara, you're right. Mishum dahavu trumas hadashon bigdei kuhuna shnei tsumim abayim keachad. The reason why normally nasa mitzvah is mutter is goofy, because by trumas adeshin and by big day kahuna, the kohen gadol's begun that he used on Yom Kippur after he's finished doing the avoda, in those two places the Torah says that even after they're finished being used, they're still aser. You can't be an ana from them.
Those big day kahuna were not used again. They were one and
out. We'll see in a moment. Okay. So these two things, the Torah said not to use it again, and so with shneksum b'kechad, if all hektish, even after the use are aser, so why did Torah have to tell it to us twice? So that's the rule. Wherever you have shneksum b'kechad, the chol shneksum b'kechad ema lamdin. Since the Torah had to tell us the same limud twice, if they were meant to learn from one to the other, so then the Torah would have only told it to us once. And the fact that the Torah repeats it twice, it's mashat that you can't learn from one to the other. So dafkin, the two places that the Torah said it, they remain aser bana. But everywhere else, once it's nasa mitzvah, they become mutter. Now the Gemara explains shumas adeshin hadamarn, like we just said before, v'samay shalayan big tekuna. What does it mean? Where do we see my big tekuna that become aser after it's nasa mitzvah? At the end of the avodah of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur in Parshas Achrayimos, it says he takes off his big day lavan. V'nicham sham, and he leaves it over there. What does it mean, v'nicham sham? Melamed shetu'un geniza. that he every Yom Kippur he has to use a new set of begalim. He takes it there and they go to Sheamus. So what do we see? Nasa mitzvah and Afa b'kein. The nikinizer, I mean, you're not allowed banana from them.
So nikinizer was after one use.
Right, after one Yom Kippur.
One and out.
And it was they were never used again according to the Shita.
Is that all big day kuna or
just the big day love and that were used on Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, "Hani chel Rabbanon." That's very good according to Rabbanon. The Ami Malamet Shetunim Vinichem, who learned from Vinichem Sham that those begalim can never be used again, and they need geniza. So they're not as mitzvah. They're finished because they're never going to be used again. And after became they need geniza. Eler Reb Doisa, but according to Reb Doisa, who in Maseches Yuma says the Palag Alayu, he argues on Rabbanu VeAmar. Avaruin and the Kohen Hedya, that which the Torah says Vinichem Shom is the Kohen Gadol and can never use it again for another Yom Kippur. But if you have another Kohen Hedya who's the same size as this Kohen Gadol, he could use it for his right, because the same begalim that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur is what the Kohen Hedya wears every day. So if there's another Kohen Hedya who fits into those begalim, he could use it for any weekday Avaida. So according to him, the Torah never said that it's Nasas Mitzosi and Alpha Bikin and Tzazavana. So what does it mean v'nichem sham? If a kohen had you could use it, all it means is shleishtavish from b'yom kippur ma'acher, that a kohen gadol cannot use it for another yom kippur. So my ikla neimer. So then we're back to the original kasha. How do you know that nasas mitzosay normally is mutter? Teretz is mishum to have a chumas hadashem ve'egla arufa shneksum abayim keachad. Don't say that the Shnei Ksuvim is Trumas Hadeshen and Big Tikkuner. Rather say the Shnei Ksuvim is Trumas Hadeshen and Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is also Aser Bana. And the Aser Bana is not only until you finish the process, even after you finish the process, like we're going to say in a minute, that it still remains Aser. So we see that it's something that's Aser, even after it's Nasas Mitzvah, it remains Aser. So again, it's Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Kachar. The Torah said the same Chiddush both by Trumas Hadeshen and by Egla Rufa. So the fact that the Torah told it to us twice is to teach us that it's dafka these two places and don't learn from here to anywhere else.
There's no problem that there's a third, meaning the one who learns Shnei Ksuvim.
No, if it's third, it's Koshke. I mean, because each one is not meant to teach us somewhere else. So if there's three exceptions also, the reason why the Torah said the third is Kufa because you couldn't learn from the other two. Everything by definition will never be extra.
No, but according to the first shita.
Yeah, according to the first shita.
Why is there a third? The third maybe comes to the
just to teach in the gufay, because since you can't learn from the first two, so the only way to know that the third one is also. Let's say there's a rule that has four exceptions. Once the Torah says two, you can't learn from to anywhere else. So each one is needed for itself. That this is another exception. So Halicha says the Gemara. This is all good. Lemanda Amar Ema Lamdin. According to, we had this many times already, that once the Torah says the thing twice, it's already Ema Lamdin. El Lemanda Amar Ema Lamdin, but there's another Manda Amar who says even though the Torah said it to us twice, nonetheless you still have a right to learn from there to elsewhere. So maybe the same way that Egla Arufa and Big Day Kahuna are also even after Nasa Mitzasay, maybe who are then other Hektish even after Nasa Mitzasay. They remain aser. So Ma'ikla Meimar. So the Gemara says Trei Miutik Sivi. Over here, it's more than just the fact that the Torah repeated it twice. The Torah also wrote Miutim in the Psukim. So the Miutim say Dafk over here and nowhere else. What are the Miutim? By Chumas Hadashen, it says V'samai. Put it and not something else. Meaning it has to be placed in a way that it's Tongeniza, but other things do not. Uksiv ha'arufa, and by the Egla Arufa also, it says an extra hey. It says Egla ha'arufa, dafka da'arufa, is also even after it's beheaded, even after it's nasa mitzvah, but other things not. The Rishonim ask, why do you need two miyutim? One is a miyut, right? One miyut, and that should automatically knock off everything else, right?
You're saying instead of
arufa
and
the samai is one miyut, and ha'arufa is a second miyut.
The samai is also by arufa?
No, by Chubas Hadeshen. Right, but it says Chumas Hadeshen and not anything else. That means Chumas Hadeshen is the only thing that's Aser, but everything else is Mutter. So why do you need again Harufa to say that only Harufa, only the Harufa, even after Nasim Mitzvah?
Right. This is the definition of what we're doing here. Only these
by itself.
That what? That it's mutter?
Actually, assume that it's only one.
No, because the samah is a mute. It's more than just stam, but it's saying that nowhere else is usher.
Right.
So once the Torah wrote a miut,
and I wouldn't know by Agarufa that it's that
right. No, so you have to write that Agarufa is also, but why do you have to write a second miut, an extra hey by Ha Arufa, dafk over here and nowhere else? No, you can't, because you already have a miut of a sunlight. Yeah, it's not snake suvin now, it's mutim. We're asking, what according to the Malam of Shnei Ksumim Malam, how do you learn it? So we're answering a whole new Malam. The Torah said a miut. So a miut means, this is the only case, and don't learn to anywhere else. Now, if the Torah wrote another place to learn to everywhere else, then the Torah wouldn't have written this miut. So that means one miut should suffice.
Except where
there's another exception, but at least for everywhere else. So obviously there's a reason that from the miut you would only be my some things and not other things. And that's why the Torah had to write two miyutim. Okay.
Using both, basically.
Yeah.
Shnei Ksuvim together with the miyut.
No, according to this manam, we're not using Shnei Ksuvim. We're asking according to manam, Shnei Ksuvim is Malam.
Then why would we write it? You're saying we wouldn't know it
So Shnei Ksuvim is Malamed.
There is a Manam that holds Shnei Ksuvim as Malamed. And you need Gimel Ksuvim in order to be a Malamed. So according to that manam, how do you know that Nasim Mitzvah normally is mutter, and that we're answering, you know it from a miut. A miut is not nothing to do with Shnei Ksuvim. Shnei Ksuvim is just the fact there's no miutim. It's just the fact that the Torah had to tell it to us twice. A miut is the Torah said dafka here, nowhere else. Okay, going back to our main sugya, when it's Esher, but it's Leimechavin. Tashma, Hichnisa LeRivka, you. Ms. Makhlok is Rashi and Tosis, what this is referring to, but either way, because the halachas are basically the same, it's either referring to a paraduma, that's how Tosis learns, or according to Rashi, it's referring to the egla rufa. But both of them are also from if they do malacha. So let's say you have a calf. The calf was either a paraduma or was an egla rufa, and you brought it into the harness where its mother was because it needs to be with its mother. It needs to nurse or whatever else. It needs to be with its mother. Vidasha, and because it was hooked up to that harness, it happened to end up threshing while its mother and the other cows were threshing. So ksheira, you weren't mechaben for it. So that's for sure mutter, right? That is for sure kosher. It's lo yashiv lo mechaben. So that's for sure insignificant, and that's not going to pass over the paraduma or the egla rufa. B'shul shetinik v'tidish. However, if you had a dual intention, you wanted it to be able to nurse from its mother, but you had in mind, once it's there, it will help thresh. So this is loy efsher, v'kal mechavin, and the price it says psula. So v'alchad loy efsher v'kal mechavin v'katani psula, so that's a raya to Rava, kashan abai. Says the Maharaj Shani Hasam, the Siva Shalai Uba Ba. Normally, loy efsher mechavin is mutter. Over here, it's a special ribuy, a special kzeres hakasav, that even any malacha that's done to it, even in ways that normally would be mutter by the paraduma or by the egarufa, is already sufficient to be considered that it did malacha and it's a problem.
This is whether it gets disqualified.
But the Gemara is assuming this the same way that in the Reisha. It's mutter because vice versa loy mechavim works. Loy asher loy mechavim works. No. But over here also in the ratio where you didn't have kavana to thresh, you just did it that it should nurse. It's mutter.
But who said it's comparable in every?
Respect? The Gemara is assuming that's the regular rules. Is it tully in mechavim or is it tully in the fact that it's asher or loy asher?
We've seen before
where the carbon versus.
That's what the Gemara is assuming, yeah.
But we've separated before the Isser and the Me'ila, so you can't.
Right.
Yeah, how are we saying now it's the same thing?
We didn't separate, what do you mean, Isser and Me'ila?
We said that.
But that's because there's no Me'ila by Imbe Mamish, even if you're Mechavan. But where there's no Me'ila, it follows the same rules.
Oh, you're saying that's just because there was a disciple.
Yeah.
Okay, but how does Tosfos learn that this part of Duma, if the pasuk that we're bringing is by Egla Rufa?
No, the ratio, so Teretz is...
Oh, only the ratio.
The ratio talking about part of Duma, the pasuk that we bring is talking by Egla Rufa, because the Gemara learns Egla Rufa from part of Duma, one from the other. How do we know Malacha? We learn, because one says Mashka Baal, one says Asa Malacha. We learn, because they were Shabbat, one from the other. So the dinim are definitely learned from the psukim of Egla Rufa. But it could be that the Bryce that was talking about a paraduma, because Taisha just learns that because the Tesefta that is being quoted happens to be in para. So the Pashas is talking about a paraduma.
And you're saying that the
Tesefta, yeah, that's what I said. The halachas are the same regardless. Uh-huh. It makes no nafka mina halacha. It's just a machlekes and Taisha what the Bryce is talking about. Yeah. Right, so Shani Hasam, so the Gemara says Shani Hasam the Siva Shirley Ubaba. The Torah wrote an extra riboy, not only if you that you cannot do malacha with it has to be that malacha wasn't done to it whatsoever. So it's a riboy, even malacha that was done to it not intentionally, it seems, Afa Bikain by Ubad, I mean it happened in Mela, nonetheless it becomes possible. So over here, you're right. Normally a layafsha umachabin is not a problem. Over here there's a special riboy that it's gonna possible. Iyaki of the Torah was marbe even malacha that was memela filu reisha nami. So even in the reisha where you weren't mechaven for it whatsoever, it should still be possible. So says the Gemara halaydami alaha. The reason why in the reisha it's not possible is because you can compare it to this following case. The Mishnah says now the reason why we bring the following case even though the concept is the same. But because the explanation was set here, this is what Tosfos says, the explanation was set here, so we quote the Mishnah with the explanation on the Mishnah, and the same explanation will explain this Brisa as well. Because the Mishnah says, Shachan Aleif, if let's say a bird rested on the back of the Paraduma, Kshera, it's not called that it did Malacha. Why? Because you had no intention to do it. And even though it says, Asher Le Ubaba, that even Malacha the Melo, such a Malacha is not going to pass it. However, if a zachar went on top of it, so now that you want, because now it's going to create kids. So, in such a case, even though it went on it by itself, you didn't put it there, it's going to be psula. So, my time, what's the chiluk between shachan ala oif and ala zachar? Our papa, Teretz is as follows, because iksiv avad, if the pasuk would have written actually avad ba, the Karina Avad, if it was spelled Avad and you would read it Avad, so then Anta Avad by you. So then it means to say that you can't intentionally work with it. If anything that happened in Mela doesn't concern us. The opposite, Iksiv Ubad, the Karina Ubad, if the Torah would have written Ubad, that work wasn't done with it, even in Mela, and that's how we would read it as well. So then any malacha that it did, even in Mela, whether you intended for it to happen or whether you didn't intend for it to happen, either way, it would passel. However, hashta the siv avad, it's spelled in the Torah avad, the karin and ubad, but the kri is ubad, so it's a kri and a siv. So we darsh them both. Ubad dumya da avad, that enechanami malacha the memela will passel, but only if it's comparable to malacha that you would do in biyadayim. Just when you work it intentionally, obviously it's something that you if you're working with something, obviously you want it. So then, ubad. So also the malacha that was done in mela unintentionally that asers is only when it's the nichale, only when you're happy about it. So Allah zachar, you're happy about it. Masha enkein.
Would you really be happy about it? I mean,
Toys has a kasha. So paradum is worth millions of dollars. You're not happy with it. Teretz is it's the vicious cycle. Toys is because the second that you're going to tell me it's not possible, you'll be happy with it. You're be'etzim happy with it. The only reason you're not happy with it is because it becomes puzzle. The second it's not going to be puzzle, then you're going to want it.
Why am I going to want it?
Because if it doesn't become puzzle by Allah Zachar, so you want it because you want it to have a baby.
Because then if that's
not
a
suah, then Allah Zachar is a good thing, right? Uh-huh. The only reason why you don't want it because it's not worth $1,000 baby to lose $100,000 or $1 million paraduma. Mm-hmm. But the second I'm going to tell you it's not puzzle, you would want it. So that means you be'etzim want it. We can't make it not possible because the second it's not going to be possible, it's going to be wanted. Right? So Masha Enkin Shachan alive. You have no need for that. So coming back to us as well. So if you take the baby and you put it in only to nurse and you don't want it to thresh And Taisi says, "Be'etim, you bedavka don't want it to thresh because it's a young baby. You forget about the fact that it's a paradum. You be'etim don't want it to thresh. And also, there's other cows that are threshing. You don't need it to thresh. So over there, it's like shachan alaif. It's mutter. Masha enke, and if you the seifa where you beferish intended that it's a thresh. So even though it's happening memela, since at the end of the day, obviously you're nichale, you intended it for it. So in such a case, that would be like Allah azakar, and it would be possible. Tashima." Aveda, if a person finds a lost garment, so part of the halachas of Hashem Aveda is he has to do the maintenance to make sure that it doesn't get ruined. So a garment that has to be aired out every once in a while in order that it shouldn't get moldy, it shouldn't the moth shouldn't eat it, shouldn't get ruined. So laish tochena, when you're spreading it out, you cannot spread it out loyal gabim mita, not on a bed. Or not on a pole, if he's spreading it out for his need, and he's making a simcha and he has a he wants to hang out a nice curtain, a nice drape, because it looks nice. So that he's not allowed to do, because then he's using it for his own benefit. But you could spread it out, because it needs to be aired out. Either on a bed or on a pole. Let's say, when he's spreading it out for its benefit, it happens to be that he has guests in the house, so then you can't spread it out. Even though you're doing it as well, it's still aser. So what do we see? Over here it's loy asher, you have to spread it out regardless, and alpha pekain, if you're mechaven, it's aser. Says the Gemara, no raya, shiny hasam, dekali lay. The reason why it's aser over there is not because you're benefiting from it, but rather because you're destroying it. Why are you destroying it? Because if you're going to spread out a nice thing in front of the archim, it's going to get an ayin hara. So it's ruining it, not because you're having enough from it. That's not the problem. The problem is you're ruining it. Or maybe because these guests, they see a nice beggar, they might decide to borrow it for themselves. So because of that, you're not allowed to spread it out in front of them. But not because you're being because it's considered that you're benefiting from the aveda. Toshim,
some guests you have.
Toshima moichik sus moichin kedarkon. Merchants who sell begadim, so some of the begadim that they sell have shatnas in it. So the way before they had plastic mannequins, so if you want to show how a beggar looks, so the maicher himself was the model. He put it on to show exactly how it looks. But now the beggar has shatnas. So nonetheless, maicher gedarkon. You could put it on to because you're not intending to wear it. You're just showing how it looks. You're not having enough from it. You're not being mechavim to have enough from it. So you're allowed to put it on and to display it. As long as in the sun, you're not having kavana that it should shade you from the sun. The ones who were extra machmer, they didn't want to wear it, so instead they put it behind them with like a stick hanger or something like that, and as opposed to rather than wearing it. Over here it's efsher, because you don't have to put it on, you have an alternative, a convenient alternative. The Rishonim speak out, like earlier, there was crazy alternatives, let's say going in a box, that was called Layasha because it's a tircha. But this is relatively normal. So it's called, it's Efsher, you have an alternative. And Ava became V'chila Mechavin Shari, without Kavan, it's Mutter. This would be a Kasha according to the first Lashon Rava. Again, the first Lashon Rava said that Efsher, the loy mechavin is also even according to Reb Shimon. Over here we see clearly not like that. It's efsher v'loy mechavin, and nonetheless it's mutter. Obviously it has to be Reb Shimon, because according to Reb Yudu, the Reb Shimon's kavin is also. So the first lashon of Rava is refuted. So the machlekes has to be like the second lashon, and in the second lashon, anyway, it's a machlekes abai v'Rava, so we wouldn't hold of abai's kula. Going back to the Mishnah says la'yasik boy, you can't use the chametz to heat up an oven, because that's having enough from the chametz. Taner, if let's say you have an oven, that you heated up the oven with the peels of arla fruit, or the straw of something that grew klayim, so you heat it up with yisurei anos. So chadash, if it's a new oven, yutatz, the oven has to be smashed, because a kli cheres, the first time you heat it up, that finishes the kli. So the whole kli was made, or was at least finished by iser, so the kli becomes aser. And therefore, the only thing to do with this keli is smash it. Yashan, if it was an oven that was already used before, so the kli itself, there's no, it wasn't made b'isr, it's just the heat that's in the oven now is usr. So what you do is yutzon, just let it cool down, and is this way you're not having anah from that which you heated it up, from that fuel. Ava b'yis apas, what happens if you baked bread in the oven with this kli akarim or klipe arla? So Rebbe Yair Pas Asura. Rebbe says the pas becomes asur ba'ana since it was made with the klipe arla. The chamam pas muter is the chamam say that the pas is muter. And the machlokes is like we're going to see soon. Do we say yeshvach etzim and pas? Do we see that the etzim are in the benefit of the etzim are in the bread that was baked? And therefore it's also because it was made with isur ana? Or do we say ein shvach etzim and pas because by time the pas was baked, the fuel was already destroyed, and therefore, even though you were not allowed to do it lachatchila, but the hana is not in the bread itself, and the bread doesn't become also behana. Bishlag gabek gecholim, but if you cook the bread not in an oven with this fuel, but rather on coals, then even Rebbe would agree it's mutter, because coals by definition means that it was already destroyed first, and now you're using it. So if the hana'i, so even Rebbe would agree over here that it's mutter because the hana'i comes after the kli akarim or the other was already destroyed.
So
we're going to see in a second. Right. So let's just finish this off. Tanya, we have another bias that says ben chadash ben yotzer, you don't have to break the oven. Even as a new oven, all you have to do is cool it down. So it says the gemara lekasha harebi harabonon. One is the opinion of Rebbe, one's the opinion of Rabbanon, meaning to say Anachanami, the same Rabbanon that say the bread doesn't have to be broken, doesn't have to be destroyed. So who are doing the oven doesn't have to be broken because yes, lachatkili, you can cook up an oven with the thing, but we don't ein shvach etzim bitaner, and the oven won't become asvana even though it was made the heat of this arlo klayakarim. Okay.